This is the Iowa Business Report Tuesday edition presented by Iowa History Journal. The March-April issue features heroes from Iowa in the Battle of Shiloh. More at iowahistoryjournal.com. Iowa producers and businesses will benefit from the result of a lawsuit allowing E15 to be sold year-round in the state. Iowa Attorney General Brenna Byrd filed the action against the Federal Environmental Protection Agency.
We are so happy because we had a huge victory for Iowa families and Iowa farmers. You know, we had to sue the Biden administration, though, to get there. We have a right in Iowa to year-round E15 if our governor requests it. They have to make that available to EPA within 90 days. And Governor Reynolds requested that in April of 2022, so almost 2 years ago, she requested that. The EPA was dragging their feet, so we held their feet to the fire, and we told them in March of last year that we would sue them. They said they would do something about it. They didn't, so we did sue them in August. Now they have decided to relent and that they will follow the law and that Iowans will have access to year-round E15. But it just shows you how broken the system is. If we have to sue the EPA to get them to follow the basic letter of the law, defending our agriculture is another important thing that we need to do because the EPA certainly has targeted farmers and has many things that they do to make it very difficult for farmers to farm anymore. It's like you have to have a lawyer as part of your farming operation to stay in business.
Iowa is the nation's top producer of both ethanol and biodiesel generally. The Iowa Business Report is presented today by Iowa History Journal. 6 issues a year filled with stories of Iowa's amazing past. More at iowahistoryjournal.com. I'm Jeff Stein for the Iowa Business Report.